Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on? Happy
Valentine's
Day. Super Bowl weekend.
What?
Happy pre-Super Bowl weekend. Tomorrow is Super Bowl.
It's not pre-Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl weekend.
Tomorrow is Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Eve.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Happy Super Bowl Saturday.
How's everybody doing?
How is
everybody ready for the Eagles and the Chiefs tomorrow or what?
Eagles.
Yes, sir?
I don't know. I'm getting excited about the Super Bowl, I think.
I'm getting excited about PR Night Live tonight.
Well, isn't Rihanna playing the Super Bowl
she
tomorrow?
She is.
Is she bringing M&M with her?
I hope she is.
Maybe she's bringing M&M with her.
Mm-hmm. But we had a nice night out. We went to the Scranton Comedy Club for the first time.
At the Holiday Inn in
Dunmore.
We
had a wonderful dinner.
Very nice facility. We ate in the bistro.
Kevin Lepka did a wonderful job. Shout out to Pickle. And I apologize in advance to Peaches Rodriguez for leaving early. So if you see this video, I'm very sorry. But 40-minute commute home after a long day in the tax office. Sorry.
Yes, of course. We work hard every day. We don't go out in Scranton much. We usually go out couple of minutes from our house up here, and actually, I thought that the show was starting at 7.
I
didn't know that the show was
starting. But we got out to show our support to Kevin, and that's all that counted. But he had a nice turnout. He had over 200 people there, which was really cool. And the other comedian that was on deck tonight was on That Metal Show with Don Jamieson. He's also been on the Howard Stern Show. So if it was a different time of year, I think we could have been there to see the two of them. So, if both of you are seeing this, apologies in advance. So, Captain, what's on our show tonight?
I think we'll go back in March.
Yeah.
We'll have another show there in March. And
absolutely.
We'll give it another try. And I think that we'll try sitting on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Instead of the side that we sat on, only because the acoustics was not it was not for me. Acoustics.
It's not for deaf people.
Well, I'm deaf in my left ear, and where we were sitting, all I had in both of my ears was the big table next to us that was making a lot of noise, and they were trying to be the center of attention when I was trying to listen to the comedians on stage.
But Pickle was very good.
He may have been very good. I couldn't hear a thing.
I did. And
I didn't hear anything.
What I picked up about Pickle, he's a new dad. He's got a baby. He used to, you know, do what every kid does when they're younger, you know, harass their dad and give them trouble. But he's doing good for himself. You know, he's working with his dad now, and he's a comedian. So I'm proud of Pickle. And I'm glad that I was able to hear what I hear. But I'm sorry you didn't catch it.
Yeah, I just didn't catch it. And it's a little frustrating.
I know.
When I'm sitting there and I'm really, really, really trying to hear and I'm really, really trying to get entertained and really, really trying to laugh and blah.
It's okay.
So, we'll go up to Scranton again.
Yeah, in March.
In a month.
Yep.
So
what's on deck tonight?
What's on deck tonight?
Yeah, song-wise.
You know the name of the song.
I do, but our audience doesn't. So, you know, normally we talk about what song we're doing tonight. You know, let's give a little bit of background of the band that features Freddie Mercury for so many years. And then Freddie dies, and in comes Adam as the main talent of the band we're doing tonight.
Adam Levine?
I think his name is Adam Levine. I don't even know.
His name is Adam Lambert.
Thank you, Adam Lambert.
And he came in and he did shows with Queen 30 years after Freddie Mercury.
And he's still doing it to this day.
So
he's entertained the Queen. He was an American Idol.
And look at him now. Queen is dead too, honey.
I know. But I'm saying, not everybody gets to perform for the Queen.
Why are you talking about all these dead people?
I'm talking about dead people.
Stop talking about dead people. You're bringing me down.
You know, listen. For American Idol to bring in big names like Adam Lambert and Carrie Underwood and Bo Bice and Daughtry and Kelly Clarkson, you know, that's great. You know, I love American Idol. I love seeing these people just branch out and get big.
So you picked a Queen song
yes.
that Freddie Mercury sang.
Yes.
And It's,
but I'm not singing.
You're not singing it.
No, no, no.
Why aren't you singing?
Because I'm just going to play it.
You're just going to play it?
Well, yeah.
But people might know the music. They might not know what song it is you're singing.
You do know I do not sing like Freddie Mercury or Adam Lambert, right?
What's the name of the song again?
This is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Tonight, I have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world turning inside out, yeah. Floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me.
That song was called Mr. Fahrenheit.
It's not called Mr. Fahrenheit.
Isn't that Mary Mr. Fahrenheit?
No, it's called Don't Stop Me Now.
Ay, 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 ay. Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, Don't Stop Me Now.
Do you know what album that came from? Do you know what year it was born in? Anything? Nothing?
I couldn't tell you. My sheet music doesn't tell me.
So we have no clue. But there's a little piece of history. Right there from Queen with Freddie Mercury singing it, right? Mm-hmm. So you got another song lined up for us? I mean, this is Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn.
That's it, but I can give you a preview of next week's. Would you like me to go back and do the song again?
Sing a new song, will you?
No.
Sing a song that somebody knows. Okay? Because I know Mr. Fahrenheit. I don't know
it's the song. It's not Mr. Fahrenheit!
What is it called again?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now. Why didn't they name it Mr. Fahrenheit? Any ideas? Any reflection? Any reflection on that? I want everybody to give a big shout out to Lucia for her great new hairdo.
Oh, Jesus.
Show us your hairdo.
Oh, my God.
See this? Yo! Shaved in the back. Mm-hmm. Anywho, how? We are completely unprepared for tonight. It's amazing that Lucia pulled off what she did with so little practice, but that's
Hold
what
on.
She does all of the
Hold
time.
Hold on. Let me give it to you without the lyrics, okay? Let me
show you how it's done. You want to play it without singing?
I want to play it without singing.
Okay, here we go. We're going to play the same song. We're not going to sing it this time. Thank you.
pianist, not a singer.
Necco. 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 Daniel and Yuka. Mm-hmm. So, why do I always say so? So, so.
You
so.
Always say so.
So, so, so.
There's a
so,
word for that in
so,
Italian.
So,
allora. You always say that.
Allora. 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 Do you have a preview of next week's song for us? You
yes.
Pick next week's song already?
Yes.
Name that tune in 10 notes. Guns N' Roses. Missy Gunkelly.
Yeah!
What song is it?
Drunk Face All I Know, Bloody Valentine.
The Triple Threat.
Still young, wasting my youth. Yes, that's next week's song. Yes.
Well, I guess you played the song. You sang it. And you played the other song for next week. In 10 notes. And told us the name of the song already. So, what are we left to do but the grand finale?
Hit it, Maestro!
Why not wait, Glenn Miller, play?
Songs to make the hit parade.
I like us, we had it made. Those were the days. And you knew you were there.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Next week for another episode of Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn, where we will be playing the Machine Gun Kelly trilogy, the Triple Threat.
Maybe Glenn will sing it as a bonus.
Drunk Face. Tuning in this week, please tune in next week for more episodes of Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn, whereby we will be performing on Saturday night the usual Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn. And during the week, we are going to have two special
yes!
unboxings
yes!
from Sakura.
You don't want to miss this. Sorry. I get excited.
Well, I know you get excited. Now you can talk.
No. Talk.
You talk.
Nope. Talk.
Talk.
You talk.
Tell them what's going on.
So, make sure you tune in this week. We have two special unboxings from the Sakura Pro Company. One is a monthly subscription, of course, that we always do for you when we do the unboxing. The other one is a Valentine's Day edition, which we might only open to members only of our YouTube fan club.
We'll do the green box on Monday. We'll do the pink box on Tuesday on Valentine's Day night here at the studio in downstairs at Tanglewood Land.
There you go.
So if you like this content.
Yes, please. If you like
please hit the like button.
Yes, please.
Subscribe to our channel.
Yes, please.
At the bell for notifications when we go live.
Yes, please.
And tell all of your friends to come and watch Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn, come right to the Lucia and Glenn channel. Check out some of our videos. We have Taste This episodes. We have Destination Next episodes. We have the unboxings. We have the Piano Night Live. And all of this is all in fun.
Yes, so of course.
So if you don't like the content that you see here, please tell us in the comments below how much you hate Lucia and Glenn, and we will take that under advisement.
You know, let me just say something to
hate,
that.
Hate.
There's
hate,
been
hate.
A lot. Now, growing up, I've always been a pianist. I've never been a singer. And I try very hard at everything that I do. I'm trying to teach myself how to sing. Although, I do have to give a shout out to Emily Nocchio, who's been helping me, and Chris Shrive, who's been helping me, and Cliff Evans, who's been helping me. But I will tell you, this is all in fun. What we're doing, you know, the covers and stuff, we're doing it in fun. So there's no reason to be salty in the comments. I appreciate any and all feedback.
Oh, you could take a beating.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say it as a beating, but I do take it as something else. You don't want to say that on. But
what?
Anyhow.
What are you talking about?
I could take good criticism, but just don't be salty, because some of the comments are just really out there. That's all I got to say. So thank you to all of our sponsors, Audubon Title and Tag, Glendy Murphy CPA, SNL Designs, Scotty Zod Designs, and to all of our future advertisers. We love you. Thank you for watching, and we will see you next week.
Go Eagles!